Over the coming weekend, and for the first time ever, we're going to be closing the M25 motorway from junction number 10, which is the A3 Wisley, up until junction number 11, which is the A320 Chertsey. And we're going to be closing it from Friday night, from 9 o'clock on Friday night, and it will have reopened by 6 o'clock on Monday morning. And the reason we're doing that is to demolish the bridge, which you can see just behind me. It's called Clearmount Bridge. It's a two-part bridge, partly concrete and partly steel. And our engineers and demolition contractors are going to spend the weekend taking that bridge to pieces.
Why are we taking it apart? What's going to happen around here? Just talk to us about the whole project.
As part of this scheme, we are increasing the size of Junction 10 to obtain a better traffic flow and also to reduce the number of collisions on the approaches, be that on either the A3 or the M25. And as part of that, we're widening and lengthening the slip roads. And the bridge behind me isn't either wide enough or high enough to accommodate the widened slip roads. So we're going to be taking this one down, and then later on in the year, we're going to be putting a replacement bridge up in a similar location. That's one of the key parts. There's two key drivers to this whole scheme. One of them is unfortunately the number of collisions, and this junction is unfortunately the worst in terms of collisions and casualties anywhere on the M25. But it's also because of the very considerable congestion which has been commonplace even before we started on the approach to Junction 10, mostly on the A3. So it's there's several parts to this scheme, several aspects that we're satisfying. We're also wanting to reduce the amount of traffic on some of the local roads, that's part of it, and also creating a safe off-road route for cyclists and pedestrians, so that's also part of the scheme.
Thank you. Can I get you just to say that again, but much tighter? So the collisions, the congestion, and the congestion of the outer roads. So just tell us about what the purpose of all of this is.
Purpose of the scheme. The primary purpose is to reduce the number of collisions and the collision rate at Junction 10, which is the worst on the M25. Second one is to reduce the congestion that we see regularly on the M25 and the A3 as you approach the junction. And then there's a couple of other benefits that are going to be brought in. One is the pedestrian routes, the pedestrian and cyclists, a route parallel to the A3, and also minimising traffic on the local roads.
So this is a really big project. Are we expecting to see it on other parts of the M25 as well?
I can't comment on other parts of the M25 necessarily, although one of my colleagues is currently doing a major piece of work on the M25 at Junction 28, so that's ongoing as we speak, so that's in parallel with us. So he and I keep in touch fairly regularly about challenges that we're each facing.
Amazing. And once the weekend work starts, this bridge is particularly key. You talked a bit about how it's going to need to be demolished. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, the bridge behind me, as I say, it's a two-part bridge. It's part steel, part concrete. Some work we can just do on an overnight. A Saturday night, close a late Saturday night, and complete Sunday morning. But in this case, the amount of work that we have to do to take it down, it just means that we can't fit that into a night shift, and that's really what's driving this weekend closure. But we're also going to take the opportunity to put in place a large gantry. There's several new gantries that are going to be built as part of this scheme, so we're going to take the opportunity to put the first one of those into place, and that's a really big gantry. It's 128 tonnes, and it spans the whole of the M25 and the slip road, so that's being done. And also our colleagues are doing some maintenance work on the M25. Anybody who drives around here will know it's a really a bumpy piece of road, so they're going to be working on improving some of the joints as well.
So has anything like this happened ever before?
No, the M25 has never been closed for an entire weekend. Closing the M25 is not uncommon at night time, for maybe 10 o'clock at night through to maybe 6 in the morning, but it's never been closed for an entire weekend as we're intending to do this coming weekend.
So for people that use this road, for Londoners especially, this is going to cause so much chaos to weekend plans.
Yeah, but we've been planning for this for well over a year now, and core to that planning has been to try and take long distance traffic away from the southwestern quadrant. taking traffic that's coming up from Sussex and Kent and the seaports to use the eastern side of the M25, the Dartford crossing, and then making their way up to the east or to the Midlands or to the west. So there's a first part of what we really want to do. But of course, that's only going to reduce the volume of traffic here. We're really encouraging people locally, as far as they possibly can, don't venture out. Some of the local roads, the alternative diversionary routes, they are going to be particularly busy on Saturday and Sunday. So if you can avoid travelling at all by road in any of the areas around here, we're talking Byfleet, West Byfleet, Paynes Hill.
Can I get you just to say a little bit of that again,
Burning their weekends. Key to all of this is, in terms of planning, is please look at where you want to go. If you can avoid the southwestern quadrant of the M25, so anywhere around the A3, even the M3, please do so. Please take the train. Please, you know, maybe find something else to do. Maybe postpone your journey till the next weekend. Just anything we can do to minimise the volume of traffic in this part of the country really would be great.